WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. On the eve of today's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting comes the announcement of eliminating non-faculty positions on the flagship campus. Interim President Mark Hussey says more than $8 million will be transferred to what he called the university's core mission of teaching, research, and engagement and outreach. System Chancellor John Sharp, who teased the Faculty Senate earlier this week about Hussey's announcement, says this keeps A&M the most efficient state agency.
We can go to the most conservative member of the legislature and say, we are the most efficient. You want your money to be trusted to the very best there is, the most, you know, the folks that respect your money the most, that's Texas A&M.
A memo sent by Dr. Hussey to top administrators and deans also outlined what was described as strict procedures for filling any requested future requested non-faculty positions. New legislation has been designed by the state's Task Force for Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response to increase Texas's level of preparedness in responding to infectious disease threats.
The legislation was developed in response to the Ebola outbreak in Dallas last year.
This emergency highlighted needs for profound changes in our training, in our preparedness, our protocols, and even the structure and power of our local and state officials in terms of their ability to respond to the crisis.
Texas A&M Health Science Center CEO Brett Jouar, who heads the task force, says the bill includes provisions enabling the governor to declare a state of infectious disease emergency, to increase the protectiveness of emergency responders, and to enable state health authorities to stop a transportation carrier.
There is also the granting of the state's chief physician the ability, under very specific protections and standards, to issue a control order that is enforceable before it is violated.
Dr. Girard says under current law, the state's chief physician can issue a control order for a potentially exposed or infectious person to stay in their home, but the control order cannot be enforced until the person breaks it. He says this issue was a critical part of the task force that was highlighted during the recent outbreak. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police has made four arrests from three convenience store robberies last month. The latest are two Bryan men who share an apartment across Sandy Point Road from the Brazos County Jail. 18-year-old William Dates and 20-year-old Jonathan Lett are accused of participating in the holdups at Palisota Grocery. Lett was also arrested along with a 16-year-old for a holdup at Sodalak's Grocery. A 16- and 17-year-old were arrested last month, and investigators say additional charges may be filed on all four. Door-to-door salesmen acting suspiciously led to a visit from Bryan police.
We've received a couple of complaints regarding door-to-door salesmen and just, you know, acting a little off. The person's felt uncomfortable with them contacting them. So on February 10th, our officers went to the area. We contacted a group of individuals who were selling magazines, and they did not have a permit.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the solicitors still have not applied for a permit. This is among several recent complaints which led to a police advisory of what to do and not to do if you're approached. Online at WTAW.com is a list from police. McKeithen says if you don't want to deal with the solicitors that won't go away, call police immediately. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. Six of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from six of our best subs, like the Italian VMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus taxes, stores for menu selections, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really
cranking it up, shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through. Oof. I'm okay.
Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better and they are better. Premium cut all white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, 713, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products. Keeping your family comfortable all year long, Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Cooler temperatures have arrived across the area along with some cloudiness. That cloudiness should move out. We'll see some sunshine develop. Temperatures today making their way up only to about 55 to 60. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high close to 60. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50 degrees. We'll have sunny weather and warmer conditions by Saturday. Highs up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball last night, A&M women's basketball tonight. Tiger Woods hanging up the cleats, at least for a while. And more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
All right. Got tickets to the Sherwood Forest Fair. 695-1620. 695-1620. The Sherwood Forest Fair. Got a pair of tickets for two people who call in. We'll give those away. Right now it's...
That runs through what, March 20th?
March 29th, actually, but it's also open on March 20th, which is that Friday. So it's going on now, and it's between here and Austin off 290 if you want to go do that thing. It looks like this person would like to go. You want some tickets to the Sherwood Forest Fair?
I certainly would.
All right, I got a pair of them. Who are you?
Mike Bridges.
All right, Mike, come by here. I got them for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right. Hi there, who's this?
Kendall Owen.
Kendall, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Kendall, I've got a pair of tickets for you, and come by and pick them up, all right?
All right.
Thanks, see you. Bye. We're done. Well, I mean, we'll have some more, but that's all we're going to do today. Put that right there. Okay. Now, Dr. Tommy Wallace will be with us in an hour. He's the superintendent of Bryan Schools. We had the superintendent of College Station Schools on a couple of weeks ago, so he'll join us today. Now, why you should take an afternoon nap.
Yes!
All right.
Our world's a little different, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and because whenever we do those stories about sleep and yada, 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 that has nothing to do with us because we're not there. But
because we're sleep mutants.
Likely a rare occurrence that you wake up feeling completely refreshed without any temptation to hit the old snooze button. I think, Kevin, you were speaking to that earlier this week.
Yes.
What a terrible invention that is.
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, Go ahead.
I can hit the snooze once for 15 minutes, and then my phone requires me to go take a picture of a barcode of some food in my kitchen.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
So what happens if you're out of that food?
It happened on the road one time, and I had to. Fortunately, at the time, I had it set up that I could snooze it for an hour indefinitely. Otherwise, you just have to reset the phone.
So you have to do vacation settings on your phone now. Is that the way it is? That's your life.
That's my life.
All right. Anyway. So
anyway.
And it would be interesting to be able to talk to that person. I mean, obviously, the snooze alarm thing, when it first came out, was a really cool deal. Remember those clocks that were digital, where the little thing would flip?
Yep. Stunk.
Where they would just actually flip. You don't know what we're talking about, do you, Patrick?
Of course I do. I have one.
You have one of those?
Had one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, so for most folks, it's tough to be able to find that nap time during your workday. You know that not getting enough sleep is harmful to your health, but the knowledge isn't going to just magically knock you out at the optimum time every night. A new study suggests that the way to reverse the damaging health effects of poor sleeping habits: brief daytime naps. Brief. Researchers at the University of Paris, the Sorbonne Paris Cité, found that naps seem to restore hormones and proteins involved in stress and immune function and brings them back to normal levels. During this study, men were limited to 2 hours of sleep for a night. The next day, they had a 2.5-fold increase in the level of stress hormones, increase their heart rate, their blood pressure, and blood sugar. Well, but you see, these weren't college-age students, for instance, who often will live on 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
They also had lower levels of protein with antiviral properties. The next day, after another night with just 2 hours sleep, the men were able to take 2 30-minute naps the day after. The researchers found that the men's stress hormone and antiviral proteins went back to normal after napping. It's very nice, but, you know, that's not the real world either.
Well, I mean, look at the animal kingdom. Evolutionarily speaking, naps are a pretty big part of most animals' lives.
Sure. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
They don't do the stuff we do, but if we're going to stay connected to what we used to be.
Hang with your dog. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we talk about cats, but dogs got it going on, okay? Yeah. I mean, yeah, they'll run around and they'll go crazy and they're happy to see you, but you know what? They're going to go find a soft spot pretty soon.
Yeah,
and especially if it's cold and you can open the shades and you've got sunshine coming in on a spot, they're going to find that place, and it'll be just fine.
Yep.
Any of you remember this?
Wow. Yeah. Hey, baby, wake up. Come on,
dance with
me.
No,
what?
No.
What?
The rocking chicken alarm clock?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's got a guitar, a little dial clock inside the face of the guitar, and it sings to you.
Was it like, is it another version of that fish that would hang on the wall?
Oh, no.
Billy Bass?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, except this was set to wake you up with that song every morning.
You know, that wouldn't last, but that would last one morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something would have, it would meet with a terrible misfortune at some
point. It's a surprise that how old it is. They're not all broken now against the wall.
Yeah, to be able to find one is amazing. Pretty cool story here. 17-year-old Canadian high school science project, the project of a 17-year-old. Could end up changing the way dialysis care is delivered. Looking at dialysis machines online and looking through their owner's manuals, this 17-year-old, Anya Pogarin, developed a new prototype using simple technology. Machines cost about $30,000 right now. Hers would cost $500, making it more affordable for people to be able to buy and have one at home. Inspired by volunteering at a hospital dialysis unit, when she was assigned a high school science project, she chose to work on a new kind of dialysis unit. Spent 300 hours on her invention, well above and beyond the 10 hours mandatory. That's a pretty cool story right there.
Yep.
What was her name?
Going to change the life of a whole lot of people. Her name is Anya, A-N-Y-A, and the last name is spelled P-O-G-H-A-R-I-A-N. Because we love to spell on the radio. We think it's the most
important.
And
I found her. You spelled well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yes. So glad I was able to do that. All right, tips on taking those Facebook and Instagram photos of food. Still doing that? How many food pictures did you ever take, either of you guys? I mean, just as an anecdotal.
Cumulative?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Probably less than 100, but
I would say 10 or 15 at most.
I took one on Saturday of some barbecue pork ribs.
Okay, and what
yes,
was...
Yes, you did, and they looked really good.
What was... Oh, dang, I didn't see it. what was it that made that particular picture something you felt like you wanted to share?
Well, I did the before and after, so I had the tray sitting out there. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the pictures I take are stuff that I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, stuff you've created?
Yeah.
Look what I did thing?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right, here we go. It's tips for taking perfect food pictures. First world problem.
Yeah.
Number one, use natural light. Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
And if you'll see even commercials, and you know, we've seen stories about all the things they do to make food look appealing. It's tough to photograph food and make it look really good.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Number two, keep your hands steady. Okay? If you're holding the iPhone, you know, hold it the way that you would a regular camera. In other words, use two hands to do that. Again, if you're eating ribs, that might be problematic if you've already started, but nonetheless. Play with your food. Twirl the spaghetti. Let the cookie crumble. Take a sip of that margarita. Oh, wait now. Maybe your employer won't like that, but I'm just saying. Shoot from above. The best way to capture that picture is, rather than shooting from the side, shoot above and always make sure it focuses. Look for interesting props like a newspaper or picture frames or anything like that that will pique the brain's interest when they look at it. In other words, not just the food. Try different angles. Move the plate around. Take a lot of shots and then find the favorite one later. Okay, do you guys do that? Like how many pictures of the ribs did you take?
One.
Okay. Kevin, what do you do?
I probably took a couple because I suck at it.
Okay.
So I got one where I was like, okay, that finally looks like what it looks like.
Get comfortable with editing tours. Don't want to spring for Photoshop. Then there's GIMP. GIMP?
Yeah.
It's called GIMP?
It's free.
Well, I understand, but still, okay.
How insensitive.
Exactly. There's PicMonkey. There's also Photoshop Elements. I had no idea.
Graphic image manipulation program or something.
Oh, GIMP. That's how they get away with it. Oh, all right. Okay. Anyway, don't give up. Practice makes perfect. Hundreds of photos. Take hundreds of photos.
Nope.
Yeah. Honey, come in. Nah, I got to take one more picture of this. I got one more.
Don't really want to work that hard at it.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's spur of the moment thing. But again, do you want people oohing and aahing over the food or the picture or maybe both?
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Is it time for an upgrade? Come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for at a nice guy price. Your new ride is ready for you at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Good morning, it's 7:25. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Okay, here we go. Weather is obviously not quite as nice as it was yesterday. We'll still have sunshine. 58 will be the high temperature, but it's breezy out there. Winds probably 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, so that'll make it feel kind of chilly. 37 tonight, sunshine tomorrow at a high of 61. Then it'll be 75 or so on Saturday. Sunday, cooler again a little bit, 66. And then we have some showers rolling in, it looks like, Sunday night.
We've got a 40% chance of showers, and then on President's Day, on Monday, a 40% chance of showers with a high of 68 degrees. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 14. Chill factor is 37. Air temperature is 44.
Here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for Crawfish to Go. Call Boudreaux right now, 406-2222, 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right, on the computer too at crawfishtogo.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, this story requires sensitivity, and I have it. University of Rhode Island researchers and federal regulators are working with Native Americans to ensure that energy companies building wind turbines off the New England coastline do not disturb the tribe's ceremonial sites and burial grounds. Now, that sounds reasonable, right? Except these ceremonial sites and burial grounds are now submerged under hundreds of feet of water. They're off the coast of Block Island in the Atlantic Ocean. According to oral history, the Narragansett tribe once lived on land that used to be off the Rhode Island shore more than 15,000 years ago. And when their village was inundated by water, they had to pack up and head inland. Now, notice the rising sea levels that destroyed these Native Americans' peaceful island paradise. It happened long before the hoax of man-made global warming began. John Brown, the tribe's historic preservation officer, says that if one of these sites were ruined, it would not only be a loss to the Narragansetts, it would be a loss to the world. Now, I have to ask, but I'm going to do it in a culturally sensitive way. If the ceremonial and burial sites were washed out over 15,000 years ago and nobody knows exactly where they are, how would it be a loss to the world if a wind turbine is built nearby on the ocean floor? And what ceremonies are happening on these buried underwater lost sites now? I'm sure there are answers, but I'm just asking.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Look at this, folks. Ripped from the headlines, another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Anthem Incorporated, the country's second biggest health insurer, said hackers broke into a database containing personal info for about 80 million customers and employees in what is likely the largest data breach disclosed by a healthcare company. Now, stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. I mean, it goes way beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, and now even the equity in your home. Now, look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey is giving new President Michael Young an additional $8 million for academic-related expenses. A university news release says the money is coming from the elimination of vacant non-faculty positions. System Chancellor John Sharp gave a heads-up to the Faculty Senate earlier this week.
This is the most efficient government agency in the state of Texas. Forget university. 3.6% administrative overhead at Texas A&M University. And Thursday, you're going to see the president takes some action that's even going to make that more important, when and all of that money is going to be put into a fund for academic excellence by the president, to be used by the president and the provost, presumably in this case the new president and provost.
Dr. Hussey also told top administrators and deans there will be strict procedures for filling any future non-faculty positions. None of the lost jobs are housed or located in academic departments. WTAW News has asked for a list of the positions that have been eliminated. After three confirmed diagnoses of Ebola last year, state legislators created a bill to increase the level of preparedness in responding to infectious disease threats based on recommendations by the Texas Task Force for Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response.
Senator Charles Schwertner and CEO of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, Brett Jouar, who heads the task force, spoke to the media Wednesday about the new legislation, which addresses any infectious disease threat.
This bill, although based on the Ebola emergency, is not an Ebola bill. This is preparation for any infectious disease emergency in the future.
Dr. Jouar says among new provisions, the state's chief physician could issue a control order for an exposed or infectious person to stay in their home before the control order is broken. This is currently not the case.
Inappropriate authorities can temporarily detain a person who is mentally ill, who is at risk of harming someone else. This is done on a regular basis. Now, in contrast, even the state's top doctor can't enforce a person staying in the home who's potentially infectious with Ebola.
Jouar says other provisions include increasing the protectiveness of emergency responders and enabling the governor to declare a state of infectious disease emergency. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Flu activity in Brazos County continues to run well ahead of those afflicted last year. The latest update from the health department shows 134 cases during the week ending February 7th. That's compared to 68 the year before. The last 4 weeks, the health department has had 821 flu cases compared to 235 during the same period in 2014. Since the start of flu season last October, there have been more than 2,300 cases, which is an increase of more than 800 from last year. Earlier this week, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced his intent to keep Texas National Guard troops along the Mexico border past March. State Representative John Rainey, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, says the proposed budget includes $418 million for the Guard.
What we're trying to determine now, whether it'd be better to spend money increasing the number of DPS officers who have more authority or continue to use the Guard, and it's just a big question. Which is the best way to go?
The lieutenant governor's plan to keep the Guard on the border for an extended period is projected to cost $814 million. Bryan Police has issued an advisory about door-to-door solicitors following several complaints about salesmen acting suspiciously. Officer Kelly McKeithen says if any salespeople come to your door and you don't want to deal with them but they won't go away, call police immediately.
Yeah, call us immediately. Sometimes even burglars will go and knock on a door and to see if you're home. So just to prevent that from happening, you know, if someone's knocking on your door and you're trying to ignore them and they won't go away, contact us.
McKeithen says on Tuesday, officers contacted a group of individuals who were selling magazines without a permit. McKeithen says the group left and so far has not applied for a city permit. More tips to deal with solicitors from Bryan Police are online at WTAW.com. Two roommates are the third and fourth arrests from a series of convenience store armed robberies in Bryan last month. 20-year-old Jonathan Lett and 18-year-old William Dates are accused of participating in a holdup at Palisoda Grocery. Lett was also arrested for a holdup at Soda Lakes Grocery. Both are being held in the Brazos County Jail across Sandy Point Road from their home. Last month, the 16-year-old was arrested for his involvement at Palisoda, Soda Lakes, and the Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan, and a 17-year-old was arrested for being a gunman in the Handy Stop robbery. Investigators say additional charges may be filed on all four. At Texas Tech, two student-led petition drives are overshadowing tonight's scheduled speech on prison reform from a well-known activist.
Texas Tech Republicans first started a petition against Angela Davis's appearance.
We are really upset with Texas Tech University paying $12,000 for a person who, by standards, does not strive for honor or promote democracy.
Rebecca Gerardo with the Tech Republicans. Davis was once on the FBI's most wanted list. She was freed from jail after a trial. Sophia Dominguez with the Tech Feminist Majority Leadership Alliance says it's a matter of free speech.
In saying don't pay Angela Davis, you're saying don't let Angela Davis come. And you cannot prohibit someone from coming to speak.
In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
What if you could go back and relive the music of the world's most celebrated band, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, featuring new songs and spectacular high-definition imagery? Don't miss the Broadway smash that's taken the world by storm. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 13th in Rutter Auditorium. Sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Call 845-1234.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Cooler temperatures have arrived across the area along with some cloudiness. That cloudiness should move out. We'll see some sunshine develop. Temperatures today making their way up only to about 55 to 60. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high close to 60. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50 degrees. We'll have sunny weather and warmer conditions by Saturday. Highs up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thought our guys didn't show a lot of poise in the second half, and we didn't handle some adversity well.
That's Coach Kennedy following the loss last night to Georgia. We'll have more on A&M men's and women's basketball as the ladies play tonight against Arkansas. Update on Johnny Manziel with the Cleveland Browns and more coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Okay, 7:39. We had Henry Mayo speaking earlier this week about the Meridian Highway and how they're going to try to get some markers here in town, and he always keeps us up to date on things the way they used to be in Brazos County. Sent me a picture of an ad that came out of the Bryan Daily Eagle from 120 years ago. From 120 years ago.
Whoa.
1895. This week in 1895. The ad in the paper says, "Electric lights. Have your house wired with lights." The Bryan Water Ice and Electric Light Company. So there you are.
Bryan Water Ice and Electric.
It says, we have gone out of the beer and ice business and will hereafter devote their entire attention to the water and electric light plant. Electric lights. Cheaper than kerosene. Cheaper than kerosene. Oh, that's what's fun. I mean, you know, newspapers aren't what they used to be, but that used to be the obviously the way folks learned about a whole lot of things. Bryan Water Ice and Electric Company.
That's too cool.
Airplane rides. They had airplane rides too for $2 at the College Field, south of campus. No stunting allowed. It's cool stuff.
That's just awesome.
It really is. All right. Your dog knows something that you don't know. We have here reasons why you should eat your meals on the floor. On the floor. Of course, you know, you give a dog a chance, they'll hop up on the table with you. I know, but still. If you want more nutrition from your foods, eating your meals sitting on the floor help out. Sitting on the floor, in fact, of course, is an ancient Indian tradition. It aids digestion. When you sit on the floor for eating, you usually sit legs crossed. Well, I don't know. There are a lot of older, fatter Americans that probably wouldn't be doing that. You lean over, you become a weeble wobble. So anyway, when you eat from a plate placed on the floor, you have to naturally bend forward slightly and then go back to your starting position to swallow. So this constant back and forth, look, you're actually doing crunches, okay? Yeah. As you lean over to get the pizza, the pepperoni lover's pizza with extra cheese, and you pick it up, and then you sit back to eat it, you're doing crunches. So that's good.
And it cuts back on seconds because getting up is just a pain.
Yes, yeah. It increases also the secretion of stomach acid, so it makes it easier to digest your food.
And more heartburn.
In a healthy person, the stomach is, or the whole intestinal tract is a one-way street.
Yeah, right.
So that movement does help push everything along.
Right. Oh, there is a real physical explanation for this. So this is a good thing. Hello.
I'm trying to get the picture here. Are you actually using your hands during this process?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. That's not like a pie eating contest where you lean over. Yeah, no, you actually reach over, I think, and get the food to do this. And of course, I picked a hand type food. If it's something else, if you know, what if you're doing mashed potatoes and meatloaf and peas? You know, you're going to have to lean over a lot more. I mean,
Chinese food with rice, man, yeah. You're going to spill that all over.
Hey, do the chopstick thing. That would really, you'd get tired. That'd work. Anyway, it also helps in weight loss. One of the main reasons that people overeat is because they do not know when they are full. This happens because the vagus nerve, that's the one that sends the signal from your tummy to your brain, sends that signal for the brain to eat. And then, you know, what you do is you just jam it in there until you feel the satiation, and then you stop. So what happens is you become satiated earlier. More flexibility, as we said, when you squat or sit squat for dinner. Wow. The muscles in your lower back and your pelvis and your stomach and those in your upper and lower abdomen stretch. That reduces pain and discomfort, and that helps your digestive system, again, relax and stay in the normal position. And finally, it strengthens your heart by improving circulation. When your feet are below your heart, but that's the same thing when you're sitting in a chair, the blood circulation is being directed to your feet as opposed to when you sit cross-legged on the floor, where then the heart receives the benefit of the better circulation. Because so it's a closer, you know.
Crisscross applesauce is the way to go.
It's the way to go. Of course, again, at least two of us are probably too old to be doing that. And like you said, that whole get-up thing would be...
I'm telling you, you don't get seconds that way.
Even worse, yeah. 744. Ever had a company that you're not happy with the service that you got from them? You know, and so you look for different ways to get your message out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Comcast is notorious. That's a cable company. They're notorious for being horrible with customer service. They generally are always in the top five or lowest five when it comes to customer service. So a guy writes for the Philadelphia Daily News, had enough with Comcast. He was getting all sorts of calls from their customer service department, harassing him at all hours about do you want new services and that kind of thing. So he tries to send back emails, quit treating me this way. He decides he's going to call the head honcho to the company, okay? Well, his guy's name is Brian Roberts. Well, you know what? Brian didn't return his phone call. So what the columnist did was called Brian Roberts' 92-year-old mother.
Oh, that's brilliant.
The CEO's mama,
as a matter of fact. That's brilliant.
Yes, and she went, you know, right on in there and talked to her son and said, you need to take care of this situation.
Robert?
So, yes. Went in there and called him by his middle name, probably.
Oh, that's never good.
Anyway, so there you go. You got that going on for you. Okay, so we can do, we have two food stories. We can do either one of them. We have a new kind of ketchup coming out, or why restaurants don't want you to order dessert.
Well, the desserts were moneymakers
for
them.
Think about that. Well, I know we'll grab a phone call. Hello.
Were you guys talking about airplane rides and that Eagle ad?
Yes.
8 years before the Wright brothers?
Oh, no, that was later on. I'm sorry. Good point. Thank you. good point. I'd have to go back and look at the, I've closed that down already, I think, but no, it was not. What happens is Henry gives us different types of things, and that was the oldest one having to do with the electric company.
For not being able to sit crisscross applesauce, you took an incredible leap there.
What's that? exactly. Okay, so here's what we'll do. Shorter story. It's about the new ketchup. And it's, what is it called, sriracha sauce?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Okay, well, Heinz has announced Heinz ketchup blended with sriracha.
Red sauce.
Yeah, the red sauce flavor. The flavor comes in the familiar upside-down 14-ounce plastic squeeze bottle featuring the green and red label. Joins a line of flavored ketchups that are currently being offered by Heinz, including the Heinz tomato ketchup blended with real jalapeno.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's around.
I haven't seen that one.
We have it in our cabinet.
Yeah, it's actually quite good.
And then they have one blended with balsamic vinegar.
Boo.
Yeah.
I haven't had that one.
And then they have the hot and spicy kind, which is blended with Tabasco. But see, all of the, well, I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit different with the balsamic vinegar, maybe. But you can mix this stuff at home. Mm-hmm. Why would you need to buy the specialized version of that?
Because it's the same price, typically.
Oh, okay. Well, I just, but again, sounds like a pretty interesting idea to try to match those flavors. Mm-hmm. 747.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If your marriage is in crisis, you may feel there's no hope, but your relationship can heal if you find a way to see past the difficulties to the true value of your relationship. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Before speaking at a marriage conference, Dr. Gary Smalley borrowed an item a friend of his had recently purchased. It was an old violin that had seen better days. One of the strings was broken. Another one was missing entirely. And the finish was faded and dull. In the middle of his talk, Dr. Smalley passed the violin up and down the rows in the audience. As each person held it, they took a quick look, dismissive glance, and then casually passed it along to the next person. Overall, the crowd was simply unimpressed. But that changed as soon as Dr. Smalley pointed to a spot on the violin where faded ink read Stradivarius. Oohs and ahs immediately swept through the crowd. They realized they hadn't been holding a worn-out violin someone had picked up for a few bucks at a garage sale. It was actually a rare and finely crafted instrument from the 17th century worth several hundred thousand dollars. You see, when you truly understand the value of something, your perception changes. So if your marriage seems worn out from the dirt and the grime of conflict, it can be restored as you look past today's struggle to find the deeper treasure beneath. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so the airplane flights were in 1930. I went back to look that up. Appreciate the listener being sharp enough to pick that up. And so because we're talking about something that happened 150 years ago. So, and Wright Brothers was what, 1905 or something like that?
1906,
so,
I think.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Anyhow, so got that corrected. We have the smartest listeners in the world. Here we go.
Moving forward now to sports. Good morning, I'm Kevin O'Connor. We do have your WTAW Sports brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Alex Caruso led the Aggies with 20 points last night in the nip-tuck game against the Georgia Bulldogs, and it was close midway through the second until the Bulldogs reeled off 8 consecutive points. Texas A&M fell to Georgia 62-53, and here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the tough loss.
They played like a veteran team and a more disciplined team offensively. Thought our guys didn't show a lot of poise in the second half, and we didn't handle some adversity well.
The guys will try and get it back on track Saturday as they welcome the Florida Gators to Reed. Pregame at 5, tip-off at 5:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In a game tonight, the A&M women will look to sweep Arkansas this season at Reed. They won the first meeting between the two squads with a buzzer beater by Achiri Adeh. The ladies have won 14 in a row at Reed, and Coach Blair says there's a lot of pressure.
Arkansas is just coming off of 3 wins, held 3 straight opponents under 50 points, and they felt like they should have won the game at Fayetteville. So they're coming in playing for their playoff life.
Pregame slated for 7:45 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And if the season were to end today for the ladies, A&M women's basketball would be one of the nation's top 20 seeds as announced by the NCAA Women's Basketball Selection Committee. The 2015 NCAA Division I Basketball Championship will utilize hosting models that allow the top 16 seeds who meet championship hosting requirements to host first and second round games that start March the 20th. In the NBA, Texas A&M's DeAndre Jordan has been on fire for the Clippers. He had 24 points and 20 rebounds as the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Houston Rockets 110-95. Jordan shot 6-for-8 from the field and extended his NBA record streak of 39 consecutive games shooting at least 50%. J.J. Barea scored 15 of his season-high 22 in the third quarter as the Mavericks held on for a ragged 87-82 win over the Utah Jazz. Here's Barea on that big quarter.
Oh, it was great. I think my teammates was just telling me to keep shooting. Keep shooting. They kept giving me the ball, and the ball was going in. You know, they were going on the pick and rolls. And then I got going a little bit, and I think that was big for us in the third quarter.
The Spurs are looking back on track.
Down low to Leonard. He's going to try to post up on Augustine. Backing him down, jump stop in the lane. They're working to the right side. Green for 3. Green got it from Tony Parker. Danny Green with a 3-pointer.
That was 3 of Danny Green's 19 points as the San Antonio Spurs easily brushed aside the Detroit Pistons 104-87. In the PGA, Tiger Woods says his golf is not acceptable for the PGA Tour and will not return until it is. Said on his website that he wants to play the Honda Classic starting February 26th, but he won't if he's not tournament ready. He's been playing poorly at Torrey Pines last week and then withdrew after 11 holes because of tightness in his back, although he says the injury is not related to the back surgery that he had last spring. Little League International has stripped Chicago's Jackie Robinson West of its national title after finding the team falsified its boundary map. The league made the announcements and said Chicago team violated regulations by placing players on the team who didn't qualify because they lived outside the team's boundaries. The Cleveland Browns will stand by Johnny Manziel as he continues his treatment in rehab. Owner Jim Haslam said, quote, "I think it's way too early to give up on Johnny," end quote. Haslam went on, "We certainly haven't given up on him." Haslam's support of Manziel comes amid speculation that the Browns could attempt to make a play for the draft pick to pick up Marcus Mariota from Oregon. And finally, Naismith Hall of Fame coach Jerry Tarkanian has died at the age of 84, 2 days after he was hospitalized with an infection and breathing difficulties. The Tao-chewing Tark won the 1990 NCAA championship with UNLV, took the Running Rebels to four Final Fours, and had 509 wins against 105 losses in 19 seasons at the school. Here's part of his acceptance speech into the hall.
I have loved the game of basketball since my earliest memories. Basketball has been good to me. I've been able to be comrades with some finest individuals in the coaching profession.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice for home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. Visitingangels.com.
3 minutes till. Most all of us have stories about how our vacations or a business trip has ended badly because, well, a flight got canceled. You ended up getting delayed. You couldn't make your connection. All that can go away with GroundShuttle.com. GroundShuttle.com gives you frequent and reliable shuttles from Bryan College Station to Houston Intercontinental and Hobby Airport. There are 10 daily trips to Intercontinental. There are 4 daily trips to Hobby. And also, shuttle to regularly pick up at Easterwood Airport in College Station, contingent upon whatever reservations. Also, there's curbside pickup at your house if you want to do that. Most importantly, you get a chance to travel in comfort and luxury. There are USB ports, there's power plugs so that you can check your email, you can surf the internet, you can also just sit back, read a book, and most importantly, relax and let your driver take care of getting you where you need to be, and you don't have that cancellation, you don't have the disappointment of you were on the last flight out of town and it's not taking off. All that can be alleviated with GroundShuttle.com. Give them a call, 855-303-4415, and coming soon, Mercedes S350 limo service to Houston. They have beautiful buses right now for you to travel in as well. So that's the place. That's the answer. It's groundshuttle.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast, going to be okay. Look for a high temperature today. We've got sunshine, but it's going to be a little bit cooler than we've had. Look for a high temperature today. Probably going to be about 58 degrees. Low temperature tonight, a little bit chillier down in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at 61 with sunshine, 74 on Saturday, and then 66 on Sunday. And we have some rain coming in on Sunday night at 40%. Right now, we've got 44 degrees outside.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham. And we're Windham Construction. Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Well, that was a really, really, really big Powerball jackpot that got won last night.
Yeah.
Not one, not two, but three players had winning tickets. Total is $564 million. There was one sold in North Carolina, Puerto Rico, and Texas. Yeah, maybe it's somebody you know. If they don't show up for work today, they could have been the one.
Get to know them better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition, there were $2 million Power Play winners in Pennsylvania, million-dollar matches in 16 other states. Lots of wealth got spread around. So even though there's a $175.7 million to one winner, there's a lot of them last night. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.